Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
那今天呢，我们节目非常开心啊，因为下个礼拜马上就要到我们伟大祖国的生日国庆了。那今年呢，还有更开心的事情，就是我们的传统佳节中秋节，它就在我们国庆假期期间。
It's an amazing time. It's wonderful. We have two holidays happening at the same time. We have Mid-Autumn Festival, which will be happening around the same time as National Day in China.
对，那今年呢，就是 double the holiday, double the fun and joy. And we get one extra day off, 还多放一天假。好，那我们今天呢，就会跟大家分享一些跟这两个佳节相关的英语，以及当然说到中秋，我们很开心的就是吃月饼啊。还不知道 Michael 喜不喜欢月饼呢 ？So we'll find that out.
Okay. Yes. So let's jump in. We talked a little bit about Mid-Autumn Festival. It actually falls on October 6th.
Okay.
Right, which is on a Monday.
好 ，So 你刚刚用到一个动词短语啊 ，It falls on October 6th。跟日期相关的啊，特别是中国我们的传统佳节，因为我们是用这个农历嘛，就是 the lunar calendar， 那我们对应到现在的阳历 western calendar， 我们经常就会用到，对吧？这个 traditional holiday falls on this day on the western calendar.、Mm-hmm.
So again, Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 6th, which means it is used to describe the exact day or date when an event happened. For example, Chinese New Year falls on February 17th next year.
Michael 很负责任的 he just checked it. 就是真的今年的春节就是 fall on February 16th, 2026. 好那这个呢反过来就对应了是我们农历的八月十五。
Right, exactly. So October 6th, Monday, is corresponds to the 15th day of the 8th lunar month.
所以你这里用到了一个 corresponds to. 那 if A corresponds to B, 就是它是一个 like, kind of equal, 等同的概念。
So corresponds to means that they are equal or equivalent to each other, or they have the same relationship with each other.
那既然今年我们的这个中秋和国庆啊重叠重合了，所以呢，我们大家都可以放八天长假，我们就有了一个 Super Golden Week, 超级黄金周。
So, since the Mid-Autumn Festival overlaps with National Day, China will have an 8-day-long holiday in 2025.
那这里就讲到了我们今天另一个关键词啊，就是两个东西重叠。Mid-Autumn Festival overlaps with National Day holiday, huh?
Yeah, so these are basically two things happening at the same time. You can sort of visually imagine something like two books sitting on top of each other. They are overlapping or they're touching at the same time.
就是他们交叉然后重叠重合了啊。那英语里呢还有几个非常常用的词都是表达相同的概念。我们等一下带大家来学习。但是虽然我们可以放这个 8-day-long holiday 啊，我们还是不能 ignore work, 不能 ignore our responsibilities. 所以呢，通常我们就会在前面和后面的一个周末，我们要去就是调休补班。
So as you said, because of this overlap, because of this holiday, we have to make up our work in some cases, right?
所以如果你 miss 了什么东西或者你会 miss 一个东西 you need to make it up.
Yeah, make up here basically means to compensate or to pay back maybe some extra time that you got during your holiday.
好那现在呢我们来看看除了刚刚讲的这个 A overlaps with B, 英语里面还有哪些常用词可以表达重叠重合和遇上的概念。
You can also see the word coincide. Coincide means that two things happen at the same time. And I think this is actually a really wonderful word to say that these two holidays coincide with each other.
这里的这个 to coincide with 就是那个 coincidence, 就是一个巧合。This is the verb of that word, right? 但这里要注意哦，就跟前面那个 overlap 一样，当你说 A overlap 或者 coincide be 的时候，你一定要加 with 这个介词。好，那哎，其实还有一个很简单的词，是不是就能讲他俩碰上了，他俩见到了？
So this next word is meet. So if you were going to talk about dates and you said Thursday was the Mid-Autumn Festival and then Friday was a National Day, I think you could say that these two dates meet each other, but it's not that common to use with time and dates.
Okay, 好，那 time and dates 可能更 common 的一个说法就是 they are happening at the same time or during the same time, 是吧？
Exactly, sounds really natural.
或者英语还有一个就是 something happens to be at the same time as another thing.
Yeah, once again, we have this word coincidence, right? It's like a little bit like luck. Oh, wow, it's happening to be at the same time. It's very fortunate.
So it happened, 除了作为一个动词，我们就是说这件事情 will happen. 它还有一个用法其实是 happen to be, 意思就是恰巧 like that coincidence, coincide with same idea.
Exactly.
就 this year,The Mid-Autumn Festival happens to be during the National Day week holiday, 是吧?
Perfect, exactly.
好，那还有一个词啊，就是说两件事情，有的时候这个巧呢 it's a little bit inconvenient, 就是它撞起来了。You know, you cannot be at the same place at the same time, 那种。
Right, so this is a clash with. Clash with means maybe these two things are happening at the same time and it's very inconvenient. I can't be at A because I'll be stuck with B, right? So this is kind of an inconvenience in your schedule.
所以如果你要表达这种 schedule conflict, 对吧? 或者 就是说 schedule clash, 你就可以用这个词啊。好，那当然 that's not the case at all with our Mid-Autumn Festival and National Day holiday, 因为我觉得这是大家都很开心的一个 overlap, 一个重合啊。
It's very happy, it's a wonderful, wonderful coincidence.
对啊 ,Michael, 你之前在中国生活的时候是不是整个黄金周就是 our National Day holiday, 就那种气氛是很开心的。You still remember that?
Yeah, I mean, all the holidays are really wonderful, wonderful time of year. Yeah, very happy time of year.
对那再加上今年对吧我们又 meet 这个 overlap with 中秋啊有中国我们很多传统佳节都有一个家庭啊团圆的意义在里面尤其是我们的中秋节。So, 中秋你刚刚英语已经讲了很多遍我想我们的听众也不陌生那就是 Mid-Autumn Festival。但我这里有一个很重要的问题要问你这个前面我们到底要不要加 the?
So the general rule, so Mid-Autumn Festival is the name of the holiday, right? And the general rule is that if we have a name of something, we don't need articles. For example, the name Shanghai or New York or something like this. So we do need articles on things like the box, the boy, or something like that. So in this case, I don't think we need the.
但是经常在一句句子里的时候啊，我们也也能用的 right? It's not grammatically wrong. Like if you say, the Mid-Autumn Festival overlaps with National Day holiday this year.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's totally fine. I think we say this here, right?
那除了有好吃的月饼，除了现在可以放假呢，当然还是，这是我们传统的家庭团圆的佳节。
So again, this is a wonderful time for family reunion, sharing food, and obviously giving thanks.
所以这个家庭团聚啊 in English, we can call that family reunion.
So, yeah, in North America, we have something called Thanksgiving, which happens around October or November, depending on the country. And it feels like this kind of family gathering that you would expect, right? We're thanking people for maybe a wonderful harvest.
所以在北美的这个文化里面呢，可能有一个比较像的就是感恩节 Thanksgiving. 然后加拿大是在十月，美国是在十一月，但也是就是这些文化里面传统的一个 family reunion 或者 Michael 说的 family gather 是吧 gather together 的日子哦 OK 但是 family reunion 和 family gathering 还是有一点点不一样 right
Yeah, so family reunion used to be a thing where everybody in the family would meet together, and it was like maybe once every couple of years, all of these, extended relatives would get back together. But a family gathering maybe means that in addition to your immediate family, you might have an uncle or an aunt there or something like that, right? So it's not everybody.
因为 reunion 真的是有一个我们整个的大家庭大家族大家都到一起比如说 Chinese New Year, right? Family reunion.、Mm-hmm. Family gathering, it's maybe smaller in size and scale,、mm-hmm. 然后 a little bit more frequent.
Yeah, exactly. If everybody's living in Shanghai, maybe you guys meet, maybe 6 or maybe 10 times per year, right? But a family reunion, that could be once every few years.
我们现在啊 let's move on to the centerpiece, 那就是 mooncakes,、就是月饼啊。那它是一个很传统的中式点心。
So, as you said, mooncakes are a traditional Chinese pastry.
Oh, pastry, P-A-S-T-R-Y.这个就是说小点心 right?
Yeah, so a pastry is essentially a baked food that is just a little snack, right? Just a little snack to eat. Something usually very sweet, but also savory as well.
Oh, 所以这个是重点,它是 baked, 是烘过的,、mm-hmm. 烘烤过的。
Mm-hmm.
像英语里面那个点心师啊 so we actually call them pastry chefs because they do a lot of baking.
For example, in places like France, obviously they're really famous for their pastries, right? So we have a lot of Western pastries like, as you said, croissants and things like that. And again, Chinese mooncakes are an example of Chinese pastries.
好 so, 当我们说我们中秋节要吃月饼的时候 Michael, 我们应该说 we eat mooncakes on 还是 during Mid-Autumn Festival?
Both are totally fine. So we eat mooncakes on...maybe a specific day, or you could say during a period of time, in this case, during Mid-Autumn Festival.
对，因为中秋除了在那一天我们吃月饼，其实这整个期间，对吧？就像你说的这个 during this whole time, 我们都在吃月饼啊。特别是现在的月饼口味很多 ,so besides the traditional flavors, 我们现在还有很多很多创新的口味。
So many flavors, right? So there's so many that we can talk about. I always think about the traditional flavor, kind of tastes a little bit like nuts or maybe peanuts or something like that, but there are so many more.
你是比较喜欢吃五仁吗？你知道这是我们非常 divisive 的一个 flavor. 有些人就觉得五仁很难吃，但是喜欢的人就像你一样，就觉得五仁是最好吃的，最香的一种月饼。
I think you'd be surprised how popular peanut butter is for foreigners. So anything that tastes like peanuts, we pretty much like. I guess that's my excuse.
确实你们是很爱吃坚果类的是吧、所以五仁因为里面全是坚果嘛、So five nuts, 好像没有 peanuts 吧我们都是比较高级的那种 nuts. 有 like sunflower seed, yeah, 有那种、什么 melon seed.好像 walnut 那种、Yeah, like fancy nuts. Yeah, the five nut mooncakes. 好可能你在想为什么我们不说 five nuts mooncakes. 就像前面我们讲 eight day long holiday, 不说 eight days long. 因为这里我们把这些都变成形容词。好、Michael, 除了五仁你喜不喜欢吃比如传统的像豆沙啊莲蓉啊这种口味呢
Lotus seed paste, red bean paste, and salted egg yolk.
Yeah, 你喜欢吃这些吗？对，就像你说的，还有蛋黄的那种。
好像没吃过了。I don't think I've eaten any of them before. Maybe red bean, I think I've definitely eaten this one. But
这个肯定有。
Lotus seed and...
但也许你吃了，你不知道它是 lotus seed paste.Because you have no reference point, 对吧？因为在
What is this?
对对对，在你们 Western pastry 里面，你们不会用 lotus seed， 就是莲子，然后把它做成 paste 莲蓉，而且更不会用 salted egg yolk 咸蛋黄。
Yeah, I mean, actually, again, there's a lot of this kind of like egg tarts that we talk about, like you know, from Macau and Hong Kong. Is that the same thing?
哦、非常这跟蛋挞完全不一样所以你应该是没吃过咸蛋黄月饼 So, 你吃过咸蛋吗 Have you ever tried salted eggs? Like duck eggs?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
好，今年我人肉快递到你家，我今年给你买个双黄的，好吧？ I'll get you a double salted egg yolk mooncake.
Very traditional. Thank you.
Well, the mooncake itself is shaped round, right? So it symbolizes the full moon. 那再加上这个黄黄的 salted egg yolk, 它就更加 symbolizes full moon. 所以它也有很美好的寓意在里面。
The symbolism is amazing, yeah.
对对，这个里面的含义啊。哎 ，Michael， 其实我们还有一个上海啊，有咸月饼啊，鲜肉月饼。So it's pork mooncakes.
Oh, that's interesting. So you mentioned savory mooncakes, and now we have some delicious ones using meat. That sounds really good.
但 Michael， 鲜肉月饼它外面的那个皮 ，what do you call it in English? Like the pastry, the shell?
Yeah, we might call it the crust, something like that.
它和那个 traditional sweet mooncakes 不一样，这个是酥的 ，so it, like a puff pastry.
It's a bit like an English sausage roll. It sounds very nice.
有点异曲同工，因为你们 sausage roll 里面那个也是肉，就是搞成泥嘛，对吧？但我们就是圆的，这个我也可以请你尝一下啊。好，那哎 ，what about some more innovative and?这几年我觉得有很多 fusion style mooncakes.
So you mentioned that this traditional idea of mooncakes, and now Chinese people are starting to add a range of flavors to it. Let's take a look at matcha, chocolate, durian, cheese, custard, ice cream, lava, and plant-based meat.
反正有更多更多了，什么 raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, 就所有你的就只有你想不到的，没有它做不出来的。
Well, they all sound delicious, and as you mentioned, durian is a kind of very, very trendy snack these days.
但这个也是就 you either love it or hate it, right? 因为它的味道，这个水果的味道真的是 it's very strong, 所以也不是每个人都能接受啊。
That's right. So the smell is very strong, and a lot of people think the flavor is very delicious, so a very interesting snack.
好，那 Michael, 你离开中国已经好几年了啊 ，so...When was the last time you had a mooncake?
Oh, well, I mean, I ate one a few years ago here in Canada, but I have been away from China probably for about 12 years.
因为现在华人很多嘛 so it's very easy to buy mooncakes. 而且就是全国各地的各种品牌的 mooncakes 我们这儿都能买到。
I think, again, you're giving me all these wonderful flavors. I want to try to find them here in Canada and test them out.
对啊，你家附近有没有那个华人超市大统华 ？Do you live near TNT?
Yes, TNT, and again, little bakeries with you know a huge Chinese staff, so they must have this kind of stuff.
而且讲好了，今年我送给你了，人肉快递过来，好不好？Deliver some to you.
好吧，太好了。
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，也祝福大家在这个国庆和中秋假期 ，you will have a wonderful time with your loved ones during your family reunion.
Enjoy your time off. I hope you guys have a wonderful time with your loved ones, your family, and we'll see you in the next one.
好，那我们就节后再见。